Willie Jackson's with us this morning, former Minister of Māori Development, now in opposition, obviously. Thanks for joining us today, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. There's a lot of disappointment. A vehicle looking to try and address Māori health better going forward, but completely turning their backs on it, this new coalition government, and using urgency to ram through legislation, which many have expressed some... discussed that, to be honest, the way that urgency is being utilised in the House. What are some of your thoughts, Willie? You were there yesterday and watching something long fought for by Ngāi Māori being unravelled so quickly.
Yeah, well, we're challenging this all the way. We'll do our final speeches this morning. Kenny's leading it for us in this area, but I'll be there supporting him with Willow Jean Prime. In our Māori caucus, I was really proud that we were able to get this into the system. You know, we got a Māori health authority into the system, unprecedented, unheard of, and all our people loved it. Well, when I say all our people, probably 95%. I hardly heard anyone in terms of the experts who know about this talk against it. And that's what I said to Shane Reddy yesterday. Who supports you? Who supports you? What Māori experts support you in terms of unravelling something that was so dear and something so dear to our Māori? I'm disgusted with this government and ashamed. Those Māori MPs should hold their heads in shame, but they don't. You know, they just get on with it. What they'll do, is they'll fund a few organisations, no doubt, which is good. We need those organisations funded, but the strategy and the process won't touch what we were trying to do, and that's a sad thing. They're talking about devolving. Of course, we support devolving, but how much are they going to devolve? Where are they going to devolve? Are we going to be able to cut into the terrible statistics with regards to Māori in the health area? The setting up of this waka was always seen as the way forward, the way to really make inroads into our terrible statistics. With the support of Te Ao Māori, we were proud to set it up. Labor was proud to set this up within the system. Now it's being dismantled. I think it's just shocking. And of course, they're dismantling the smoke-free a program too today, so that's what people wanted, excuse me, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, what's going to happen to all the kaimahi that were pulled together? I mean, there's been criticism that not much has been achieved, but when you're starting something from scratch, it's not going to come in a rush. I mean, what would have happened if they did this to Koangareo or Kura Kaupapa? Cut off at its knees before it even had a chance to prove itself.
Well, of course not much has been achieved, because not much is ever achieved in the first 12 months, 18 months of anything. Ask anybody who sets up a new business, and nothing happens in the first 12 to 18 months. You're just building the frameworks, building the blocks. So, of course, not a lot has been achieved. Look, they're just liars. They're just a bunch of liars, this lot. People should get their heads around what they voted for, and it's going to get worse. It's just lie after lie after lie coming from this government. In saying that, I understand the people's frustration with us, but we had the frameworks and the setups in place. We were starting to get meaningful investment, and we just needed more time. We needed more time, and we needed to kickstart everything. But now this just goes back to the future. We'll just go backwards now. What happens to the workers? I've asked that question. We have some sort of the responses are everything will still be okay for workers, but will they? Because this is a whole new cultural setting. This is a whole new cultural transition. Will our reo be protected? Will their cultural background be protected under a Health New Zealand setup? I doubt that very much.
You've been a long time advocate for Kura Māori, and I note there's some tension and nervousness that it's going to be Kura Māori put to the bottom of the list. I just spoke with Eva Ropati about the stall on physical construction of many projects in New Zealand schools. And there's talk now that because of the cultural input to the architectural design, costs for kura Māori exceed the norm and therefore may well be shuffled to the back of the queue. You know, how disappointed would you be if that becomes the case?
Well, Eva's been pretty clear about this. Eva was not exactly a Labor supporter, might I add, too. He used to give us a hard time, and good on him. But he can see what's happening here. You know, we put more property, put more investment in school property than any government in history. These guys are going now telling more lies, all the lies. This is the liar government. More lies come out about the spending. You know, so it's lie after lie. We'll have to put it on hold now, and we'll have to do a review. And what that means is they're going to take a lot of the money that we promised, and they're going to bank it to one side to look after their mates in terms of the tax cuts. So now we're going to have schools suffer because of these guys' obsession in providing their tax cuts. So now they're taking money off our kids, money off our schools. People like Eva Ropati will suffer. Principals like that will suffer because of this government's strategy to fund their tax cuts in any way possible. So that's what's going to happen here. And the program is obvious.
Tēnā koe, Willie. Tomorrow is a sad day for the South Auckland community. Obviously, many have acknowledged Defesor's willingness to stand, and as a guy who's stood for the mayoralty, that was before the Super City merger, you know that it's a big decision to put your name forward for public office, particularly for those big gigs. Ultimately, leafy suburbs and the well-heeled communities turned their backs on what Defesor might have been able to offer as a mayor of Tāmaki Makaurau, opting instead for Wayne Brown. But even so, tragic to have lost a guy so young and unable to fulfil his promise. And as said, his maiden speech becomes his valedictory. Your thoughts as we acknowledge his contribution to public life over the last few decades in the South Side, Willie J?
I'll be going to the tangi tomorrow. I spoke at his tangi on behalf of Labor. We had upis go in, groups go in on Monday. And so I spoke along with Kamau Fikoloni and one of our others for our Labour contingent on Monday. So it was an honour to speak at the tangi that was being hosted at Tepene Funerals. So it was good to have a kōrero on our behalf. We took in a very strong group from Labour to support the whānau. And I thank the family for his service. He was a good friend. If he saw, he should have been a Labour Party MP and minister, but that didn't happen for whatever reason. But he ended up in the Greens. I enjoyed his support for me. He was very supportive of me personally, supportive of our community, Māori community, supportive of South Auckland. You know, this guy was an advocate for his community, for his people, but for all people, working class people, you name it. So, you know, that type of advocate is really going to be sadly missed because we don't have enough of them. And this is a Samoan bloke who advocated for people right across the spectrum. You know, I think one of the best sort of advocates that we've seen in the last generation, a huge advocate and leader, for people, and so really going to be missed, and it's going to be a sad day tomorrow. I think over half of Parliament are coming up, which is neat, right across the party spectrum. So we're going to midnight tonight, and then I'll be on a plane in the morning to get across to that service at midday, just to pay my respects along with colleagues and parliamentary colleagues to a great man, you know, who just went far, far too early, Dale, Mr. Fessel Collins.
Thanks for sharing some time with us again. I look forward to our next cordial. Willie J might see you. Well, I'll see you there tomorrow. 603 Urban Māori Radio.